got notes to keep me from wandering off on tangent. The 23-24 Mosaic Harmony season is shaping up to be one of the financially disappointing ones.
Oh.
We started the season with almost $38,000 in the bank, and by the way of roughly 6 months of, which is, by the way, roughly 6 months of operational costs. That's what we started this season. Since then, through the end of May, we have had 5 months of negative cash flow and 5 months of positive cash flow, ending May with $41,000 in the bank. Remember, we started out at 38, we're up to 41 now. But the projections are for both June and July to be money-losing periods. But again, things can change in a flash. And to help me out with what one of those flashes, Laura.
We have wonderful alum, and in having some conversations this weekend about Mosaic Harmony, as of this afternoon at my house, Suzanne Reynolds sent a money transfer to Mosaic Harmony for $5,000.
Wow!
As her way of giving back to our community. So wonderful things can happen. And she asked me to let the choir know and just share her appreciation and love of the choir.
So those are not in my projections, those dollars. So stay tuned. Things can always change. You may think the losing season is a disaster. In fact, they're just part of the cycle that we have experienced over time. Here's a graph that even those of you in the back can see. It goes up and down.
And kind of points the camera.
Yeah.
You guys at home?
Yeah.
So, it's just part of the cycle. This is a great
experience.
So the next step, as we go into the next season, which starts on August 1st, we need to be mindful of what it takes to keep the music on and what responsibility we as individual members are taking to assure the financial viability of our choir. I'm sorry for just having to be reading this, but
it's all right.
It's fine.
And it is our choir. It's your choir. And we are all part of it, and we all own it. In the coming months, think about what you are contributing to the choir. You're contributing your time, your wonderful voices, your companionship, and your many other talents. And think about what you might be receiving. A couple of hours of rehearsal can be viewed as a great group therapy session, a guided personal growth experience, professional music training for 2 hours here and there, all things of great value. As we prepare the next season's budget, which is probably going to be very similar to this season's budget, we once again realize that our greatest financial resource is membership donations. So please think about what you can do to help Mosaic Harmony financially. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And feel free to send me any questions you have about our numbers.
I'm sure. When will
we be able to see the budget when you finish it? When are you going to finish the budget?
We will have the budget finished. I'm hoping we will adopt it at the July board meeting.
Okay.
In a couple of weeks.
And then, of course, it would start on August 1st.
Because that's an important number. What do we have to achieve next year?
Okay.
In order not to lose.
Do you want to know that it's $700 per member?
No, I want to know the total amount. 72,000. What do we have to bring in about what?
72,000.
72,000, okay.
So that's why we're going
to get through the year?
Hmm?
To get through the year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When will you have the concert total for summer?
I'm sorry, when will I have the county for
the
concert total?
What we made Sunday.
Oh, you have that.
Well,
excuse me just for a minute.
Right now, it looks like we made $8,791. The iffy part of that is that the auction's not closed yet. It's not cutting out. I'm still getting donations on PayPal that are tied to directly to the thing that are not included in these numbers. Obviously, I'm not getting any more ticket sales. And I think we've covered all of our expenses. I don't know if there's any more expenses to come in. So it can only go up from there. So $8,791 right this afternoon. Well, before.
Not counting the 5K, not counting auction, not counting whatever.
Not counting that 5K, right? But yeah, that's right, that's right.
But the auction is figured into that?
No.
No.
Not completely. But some of it.
One set.
The auction?
Do you have the auction numbers in here?
Yeah. Well, I have the auction number estimated at 2230,
okay.
And that's just looking at the current bids.
Got
on
it.
So
yeah.
That obviously can change.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were the numbers of ticket sales?
We sold 298 tickets. It felt like 1,000.
It's more than last year. I don't know how much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Were at the Gen Out concert back in April.
And then the community building team, we also volunteer to serve as the nominating committee for 2024-2025 for candidates. And Teresa and Karen do the bulk of that work for us. So we, again, met over Zoom, came up with a panel of candidates that we thought of and approached them. And since two members of the current board are staying, we needed at least three new members to join. So we were able to have three people agree to serve on the board. We will later on elect them on. So we were able to secure three candidates for the choir. And I guess my hope is that the Mingles will continue in the coming year. And let's see. Oh, and then for the Mingles this year, you know, we pretty much provided the snacks and food. But that next year, maybe we can include more of you guys to bring things and maybe even have a sign-up sheet, you know, have themes ahead of time. So that's something to think of. I also think that the community building team could expand on other activities that would foster a sense of close community and share a mission. And I enjoy serving on the board this year. Learned a lot. Being on the board with everyone from different walks of life, and have not been on the board before, so it was a great experience, and look forward to serving again next year.
We have a quorum, right? Do we need to count?
I also have about 8 to 10 folks who aren't here tonight. They already voted yes online, so we can add that, and I'll send that. Yeah, and I'll send that list to Sally.
Okay. So what's the process? You've done this before, Kurt.
Who are the nominees? Let's start with that.
Yes. Start with the nominees.
So the nominees are Kurt Yeager, Perry Birch, Barbara Ott. Is it Ott?
Barbara Ott.
I move we accept the slate.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Welcome. We'll send you the link to the July board meeting. Okay, Barbara, we're going to send you the link to the July board meeting.
Who are the returning members?
The returning members are me and Jim Press.
Okay.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Wow. Great. Janet Ward.
Who was the president?
At July meeting.
In the July meeting.
So at the July meeting is when the new board, the new board members, the outgoing board members all get together. The outgoing board members lead the meeting, and then the board will decide which roles they're going to fill.
When is the next board meeting?
It's July
11th.
It's the second Thursday of the month. So it
can't be the 11th.
Wait, July 4th.
It's a Thursday.
It's the 11th.
So it's the next.
Is that the second or third?
July 4th.
Is the third Thursday or the second?
No, the second
Thursday. The second Thursday.
Every
okay.
month.
That was my question.
Yes. July 11th.
Zoom. 7-11.
7-Eleven, yes.
Well, so look, I had a conversation with Janet Ward tonight. She took me all the way back to 7th grade. I said, you know, she showed me these lanyards that she's making, right? And she wants everybody to have one. So she has a few here tonight. They're beautiful. She said, what, it takes you about a couple hours to make one. And I'm like, what is this? Is this knitting or, you know, she says crochet. I said, oh, I remember learning crochet in the home economics class of 7th grade.
They don't teach
anymore. So They're beautiful. And so I'm going to, if you would like one tonight, see Janet. She's going to make more for the September 3rd rehearsal. So thank you, Janet.
At the concert on Sunday, someone left a shiny paper bag with cat toys in it.
Yes.
and it was left, and I got it.
Lauren left it, and it was for Kayla.
Oh.
If you bring it, I'll mail it to her.
Okay, all right. It's in my car.
Okay, then.
Kayla is still in town until Wednesday.
Okay, so today's Tuesday.
Does someone have it?
I have it.
I can get it for
you. I'll get it to you.
Great, wonderful.
So a survey went out, and I gave copies of the responses to the first two questions, like what went well, I guess, this year, and what can we improve upon next year? A lot of great responses there to read through. The board needs to read through it, and the staff need to read through it, because people have great ideas. When I printed these, only 12 surveys had come in. When I left work today, there were 3 more, and there may even be more. So the survey is still open if you haven't had a chance to respond and you'd like to, feel free. All right. Before I move on to joys and concerns, is there anything that people want to talk about? This is a town meeting, town hall meeting. And so, anything at all that folks want to bring up or share?
Yes.
My daughter and my son-in-law and my granddaughter came to the concert. And when I get them to come to things, it's like pulling pins teeth. And so they came. I could see them in the back. They had a great time. My daughter now has a whole list of people she's going to bring next time, because we couldn't bring anybody this time because we were all in one car.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be a little caravan of us coming to the next one.
Awesome.
And Esme, who is 8, was worried about David's health. And because she kept thinking he was going to fall.
Oh.
And her favorite song is One More Time.
That's nice. Andre.
I don't know whether anybody has the same experience, but all day and all night, all these songs are going through my mind.
And sometimes
you feel that God, the source, the all, or something, is sort of speaking to you by singing our songs to you, by those particular words that sort of lift our spirits. So I think that this choir is doing more work than we really think that we're doing spiritually. So it's just been an incredible experience.
I don't like Zoom, but it allows me to be in the choir because I don't drive at night, except for tonight.
Okay.
I just want to thank the entire choir, everybody, because I gave this to myself as a birthday present. My birthday was on Sunday.
Oh.
And I said, this is the most wonderful birthday I've ever had. Many of us had doubts here and there along.
sneeze.
Spoken, unspoken. Yet you kept us going by not only showing us what it is to have faith in your dream, but also laid out a detailed plan to show us how it will be done. In another word, faith with action is what you demonstrated throughout this season. Not only that, Kim is confident in who she is, which is something I am very admiring of. It allows her to do what needs to be done at the present time and not worry about what others might say later on. And yet she is humble and gracious to acknowledge all those who helped her out. She's like a good parent who does the hard and unpopular things for the good of the family. We are so grateful for all the sweat, time, and love you put into our 30th anniversary concert. And this is just a small token.
Tell you how hard it is to not scream how much I really, really treasure all of you so much. And it's only when we have performances like we did Sunday, and I know that's how we should sound every freaking time we sing. I've said this before, we hit the zone. He sees it. I see the gleam in his eye, and I'm thinking, oh, God, the world, you died. Because he's holding the notes, and I'm going, are you out of your mind? We're old. We can't hold notes forever. And yet we do it. And my dear friends were in the audience, and they said, we now understand why you drive out there. Those people were having a great time. David is in a world all by himself. And Laura. Woo! Yeah, I know. I said that at the step, right?
20th, for the 30th. But I thank you all so much. And Karen, I'm so glad that I was not your patient, but you were a great therapist. So thank you all so much.
That we hired her to sit on, and so I that's when I started thinking about how we do things. You know, like how we get the work done. Because this team just wanted, we just need a worker bee. We don't want this person coming to our all-team meeting. We don't want this person going to our events. We just need them to come and do the work. And so the way that they were treating, yes, the work has to get done, right? But how do we get the work done? And so that's kind of what formed my message for tonight. It's like, yes, we have lots of work that needs to get done and many hands, and it's just how do we treat each other when we're trying to get that work done? So I thank you all very much, and thanks for you. To express how much this meant to alumni who came to the concert, and those who couldn't even come to the concert. And some came 3,000 miles just for this concert.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
People came thousands of miles for this concert, and you think about plane fare and hotels and all that other stuff, and dedication and donations. Our alumni are our greatest fans. They are part of our family, they remain part of our family. And for those who could attend, to be on the stage meant so much to them. I know you saw people crying. It was the happy hour. They were embracing each other. The emails I've gotten before and now, today, are remarkable. So remember our alums. They are an essential part of our family. And we're so appreciative that they were there on Sunday. So I just want to thank you for remembering them and welcoming them. And that's when I stopped being assistant music director, I told the board that I wanted to, and Nikki was president at the time, that I wanted to focus on alums. And I've been working with them ever since, maintaining those relationships. And that makes a big difference. I'm just getting emails from people saying how much coming to the concert, how much hearing from us, means to them. So I just want to thank you. And thank you, alums.
Thank you.
Joys and concerns?
Big joy, we made it through another 9 months.
Woo!
10,
what's
it
going? You're not counting.
I convinced her to do this, so she feels so great.
Sharon came to the concert on
Sunday. I know.
And Darren was it?
And Darren.
Yeah.
Mary Lou McCarthy.
Yes.
Jerry Russell. I mean, Mary Lou was in tears.
Yeah.
And Rosemarie and Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, Renee.
Yes. I got the card from Renee today. Yeah. She had a good time.
I got it out for her.
Can I just say also, just want to say, I enjoyed watching David as he led us in the concert. I was also thrilled with Laura as our director.
Yes.
I have no idea.
idea what you're doing.
For you to call me the leader, I very much felt like the follower, but I do want to say that you all have been the most welcoming and gorgeous community of people. I have felt so much love from you from day one, and I have had just a remarkable year getting to know you, getting to make music with you, getting to become closer to your hearts, and I'm just honored to be part of this community.
That was funny.
That was funny.
say that my people were sitting over in the front, right next to the piano, that they could see, and they got a big kick out of it. Some of the glances that Christian
gave. Oh, yeah. Christian. Christian didn't know what I was going to do. Right? Because of.
These people are really responding to the spirit. They're just, they don't have everything all nailed down tight. Let
them drop his head.
Karen.
Some of you may remember that I lost my father back in August, and my mom was caring for him the last several years, and so she wasn't able to come to any concert. She couldn't travel that far. Well, she came to our concert on Sunday, and she was up and dancing. Oh.
Anybody on Zoom want to come off mute?
I was delighted to be with you all, and it was a wonderful concert. My family really enjoyed it. One of my daughter's in-laws came from Richmond. They did last year, too, and they just loved it.
Oh,
so it was very heartwarming for all of us. And my niece came from Baltimore kind of unexpectedly. She told me on Sunday she was going to come. So anyways, my family really enjoyed us, and so did I.
Well, I've got three things. First, thank you for your vote of confidence for being on the board. And two weeks ago when we had rehearsal, Dan brought up my sister and asked you guys to keep her in your heart. And I went to visit her last week, and I spent 3 or 4 days with her, and I let her know that we had asked you, and she wanted me to thank you. And so she really appreciated that. So the third thing, I want you to keep Dan in your heart this summer. Dan has just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and he's going to be undergoing treatment this summer. And I just want you guys to keep him in your heart.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.